These are the letters. The first one from Reverend Bruce Davidson of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, talking about a towering figure in civil rights from the June-July issue. Thank you for lifting up the important ministry of Pastor Robert Graetz. I was part of the 12th Congressional Civil Rights Pilgrimage in Alabama, which took us to many sites that were significant in the civil rights movement. At each location, we heard the personal stories of many people who had participated and had significant leadership roles in the movement. At Dexter King Memorial Church in Montgomery, served by Dr. King during the bus boycott, Pastor Graetz shared his experience from that important time. He spoke of the attacks on his home and reputation, how faith supported him and his family, and how faith also moved him to love and action for the sake of others. I had a chance to greet Pastor Graetz and thank him for his words and faithful witness, and I was impressed by his graciousness and humility, and the peaceful spirit evident both in his formal remarks and in our one-to-one conversation. Hopefully, their story will encourage continued work through all of us to bring justice in this time. This letter from Reverend Byron Hansen and Ann Valley Clay of Finney Ridge Lutheran Church in Seattle. A clarification on the Easter Vigil. Thank you for publishing Keeping Vigil, the recovery of this ancient practice with its accompanying process of the catechumenate is vital to the Church's tasks of evangelism and faith formation. Living Lutheran included a letter to the editor that affirmed the ministry of Finney Ridge Lutheran Church from the reader's perspective. However, the perspective expressed is not our baptismal practice. To be clear, we don't practice rebaptism at our church. Instead, adults who wish to affirm their baptismal promises at the Great Easter Vigil do so through the rite of affirmation of baptism. Instead of being immersed in the water themselves, they bring vessels of water to pour into the font, symbolizing our unity through the waters of baptism that they were bathed in earlier in their lives and now share with the newly baptized, both adults and infants. Judy Jensvold of Ithaca, New York, writes about deeper understandings from the June-July issue. Just have to comment on the beautiful essay by Kwame Pitts, Venerating Our Ancestors. Pastor Pitts' insights and timeliness and timelessness in her essay are needed, welcome, and compelling. Thank you for Living Lutheran, and thank you, Pastor Pitts. This letter from Scotty Lloyd of Fallbrook, California, on the A Season of Growth and I'm a Lutheran in the May issue. Thank you for the connections of sacred space and activity in the garden theme of the May issue. I retired less than a year ago from being a congregational pastor, and retirement has developed in many ways that has included gardening. Now, 3 garden plots and 45 fruit trees later, a great delight is sharing the harvest with one of our Lutheran Social Service homeless shelters and our immediate neighbors. Right on, Rich, for your Christ connections in feeding the poor. The old Jewish saying is always true. 'Tis a blessing for me to be able to give.